One of President Biden's first actions in office was to end the Trump administration's ban on immigration from some Muslim-majority countries. We spoke to a man in Yemen after that happened, and he had hoped that maybe after years of trying to get to the U.S., he had a chance. But the Biden change has not helped him and many others trapped in the war in Yemen. NPR's Ruth Sherlock followed up.
When President Biden repealed the travel ban back in January, Anwar As-Saidi was ecstatic. I have faith in the American justice system, he told me by phone from his home in Yemen for a story then. Saidi and others were far along in the visa process when the ban was imposed. When President Biden lifted it, they tweeted every day their thanks and hope that their visas would be reinstated. But now, 4 months later, their wishes have been rejected. The administration says people in Saidi's position will not be allowed to come to the US.
Hello?
When we call Saidi again, he's upset.
I can't believe that the United States, which stands for freedom and human rights, would do such a thing, to tell us we've won the visa lottery only to be denied in the end.
In 2017, Saidi won the lottery for a diversity visa, which is aimed at people from poorer countries and war zones. The family was asked to travel to Djibouti for interviews and processing at the US embassy there. And as they waited there for months, Saidi lost his good job at a bank back home. The family went into debt, only to have to return, penniless, back to Yemen, where there is war and famine.
Our lives have been destroyed by what has happened. Now we're living in hunger and poverty, and we've surrendered to it. We have no other option.
The family were doing okay before winning the visa lottery. Now, Saidi can barely feed his children. Manar Wahid, a lawyer at the American Civil Liberties Union who represents Saidi, says the Biden administration's decision breaks a promise to some of the most vulnerable people affected by the ban. She says there are several thousand in total from multiple countries.
Instead of restoring the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that is the diversity visa, President Biden dusted off Trump's clothesline and locked the door behind him.
Diversity visas come with a time limit, and a written response from the State Department told NPR that visas like Saidi's, which expired during the Trump ban, cannot be reinstated under current law. But Wahid says there are things the administration could do.
There's other provisions in law, right? Like humanitarian parole.
Humanitarian parole allows people to come to the US for a temporary period during a travel emergency. Wahid says people like Saidi could then seek further options to legally remain in the US.
The Biden administration could do this here, given the incredible harm of the bans and the fact that people won a literal lottery and then were denied because of bans that this administration says were discriminatory, wrong, unconstitutional.
For some people in this situation, these decisions are urgent. Hatem Al-Shuaiter lives in the Yemeni city of Taiz. Speaking by phone, he tells us artillery shells land close to the home where he lives with his wife and 7-year-old daughter.
Stray bombs hit in residential areas. They've killed children. This is our day-to-day.
Shoaita's wife, Rima, was selected in the visa lottery in 2017. Like Saidi, they had to make the expensive trip to Djibouti. So the couple made the hard decision to sell their dentist clinic to raise the money. They also borrowed from friends. A proud man who'd owned a successful business, Shoaita says returning to Yemen with nothing was crushing.
It's unbearable the way our friends, family, and everyone we know now look at us with pity.
He says his wife suffers from depression now, but that they're both trying to keep going as best they can. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.